Good morning. Welcome to early morning prayer. This morning I'd like us to turn to Acts chapter 12, the book of Acts chapter 12. After the Gospels, Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 16. This is from the NASB. Now, but the time Herod the king laid hands on some who belonged to the church in order to mistreat them, and he had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. When he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out before the people. So Peter was kept in the prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church to God. On the very night when Herod was about to bring him forward, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and guards in front of the door were watching over the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared, and a light shone in the cell, and he struck Peter's side and woke him up, saying, "Get up quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and put on your sandals," and he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and continued to follow, and he did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. And when they had passed the first and second guard, they came to the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened for them by itself. And they went out and went along one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I know for sure that the Lord has sent forth his angels and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting." And when he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who was also called Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. When he knocked at the door of the gate, a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her joy, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter was standing in front of the gate. They said to her, "You are out of your mind." But she kept insisting that it was so. They kept saying, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door, they saw him and were amazed. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you that that you're with us, that you hear us, that you are for us. And Lord, we just ask, Father, for your blessing. Many of us are weary and tired, and Lord, we just ask that you give us strength. And God, help us to be obedient to your word. We thank you, God, for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So here we are in the book of Acts, chapter 12, and we see a common sight in the book of Acts, and that's the church at prayer. And so here we see not just a few disciples, but many of the disciples, all of the believers praying together. Now, this is an unusual sight because when you go through the scriptures, usually you just see Jesus praying by himself all alone. And even the one time where where we see the story of the disciples gathering together to pray, they're actually sleeping. And so in the scriptures, in the gospels, we hardly see the disciples gathering together in large groups to pray. But here we see the church, the disciples, a large gathering to come and pray. And somehow they understood, or somehow they got the message that it's good to get together and pray. Somehow they understood that maybe this is a thing that we should start doing regularly. And so here in the book of Acts, they're praying, and they're praying for something really important. Peter is imprisoned, and he's about to be executed. And so he's been placed in custody of 16 soldiers, four guards of four different shifts. And so you would think that these guards would be more alert than the prisoners, but we find them, everyone sleeping. Peter sleeping between two soldiers, and so we see this situation for Peter. He's bound in chains with two soldiers, you know, alongside of him, a double guard around the clock, you know, in charge of him. And so this situation is very critical. Just previously, King Herod had just killed one of the main church leaders in James. And King Herod saw that this pleased the people, and so he proceeded to seize Peter also. And so he wanted to make the people happy, so he said Peter is next to be executed. And so just imagine now, two of their main top church leaders, one was dead, the other is going to be executed, and this is at the early stage of the church, at the beginning of the church. And now we're going to see how God responds to the people who gather together to pray. And so verse 6 says it's the night right before Herod was to bring him the child to trial. And so now God sends an angel, and you know, it's humanly impossible to get this to Peter out of prison, but he does it in a miraculous way. And you know, you can imagine how Peter must have thought, you know. And the scripture says that he thought it was a dream, that it wasn't real, like he didn't understand what was going on. And so here the church is praying for the deliverance, and they would pray that, God, you know, would you please do something? But when God does something, they weren't really expecting it. And this is one of my favorite stories in all the Bible about prayer, you know. It's so odd because I feel like many of us, we pray like this also. We come to EMP, or we get into house churches, and we pray for things, and we pray, but we don't really believe anything that we're going to pray is ever going to come true. You know, we're just hoping that it comes true. We hope that it gets answered. But we just go through the motions, and we just pray. But we need to have faith in God when we pray, and we need to expect God to act. And so now the whole church is praying for Peter's release, right? They're probably praying in tongues. They're probably on their faces. Their voices are probably raised. You know, they're probably holding hands, you know, and they're praying together. And here's what happens, right? Peter comes, he gets released, and he comes to the door, and he knocks on the door. And so everyone's busy praying. They can't even hear the door. And so this little girl named Rhoda comes out, and she, you know, I don't know if they had a peephole or if she opened the door or how she knew. Maybe there's a window in the door. I have no idea. But the Bible says that she sees Peter, and she's so excited that she doesn't even know open the door for him. And he goes, and she goes, and she runs back to the crowd. The Bible says that she recognized Peter's voice, and so she might have said, you know, who is it? And it goes, Peter is me, or Peter says, it's me. You know, and without checking or verifying, she gets excited, and she goes, and she runs, and she says to the crowd, guess what? In the midst of their prayer, Peter is at the door. And the response of the crowd is just so funny. It is just hilarious. You know, I just want you to imagine the scene and go back. You're in the middle of this prayer meeting. Lord, release Peter. Let him come to us. You know, come. And someone announces, this little girl says, Peter's at the door. Get away from me. You're out of your mind. You're crazy. Get away. Lord, please let Peter come to us. And the Bible says that this happened over and over again, right? And she insisted, no, Peter is at the door. Little girl, you have no idea what you're talking about. You know, it's an angel or it's something. Get away from here. Dear Jesus, please let Peter come to the door. You know, it's just ridiculous. They're praying, they're getting together, they're holding hands, they're screaming, they're, you know, seeking God, interceding for Peter to come to them to be released, and here is the answer prayer, and he's right in front of them, and they don't believe it. They don't expect it. They don't believe it. There's a story of a man who got a permit to open a small tavern or pub or bar in a small town. And members of the church right across the street was strongly opposed. And so as they're building this pub, they began to pray together that God would intervene. And finally this tavern and this pub was finished. And it was scheduled to open, but a few days before it was scheduled to open, lightning hit and struck this building, burning the building down. And the people were really surprised, and they were happy about it. You know, it was great until they received a notice from the pub owner suing them. And his charge was that he contended that the prayers of the church was responsible for the burning of the building. And so, of course, you know, the church, you know, being very scared of the subpoena, denied the charge. And so they went to a hearing. And at the conclusion of this hearing, the judge remarked, at this point, I don't know what my decision will be. But it seems like the tavern owner believes in the power of prayer and the church people don't. And that's what happens, is that when we pray, a lot of times God answers us, and we're so surprised. You know, we're surprised that he answers our prayers. We're surprised that miracles happen. We're surprised, demonstrating to us that we really didn't believe in the first place, and if it happens, it's like, wow, what a shock. What an amazing thing. But I wonder if through this story, God is trying to teach us that when you pray, you ought to expect something to happen. You ought to expect deliverance. And so when we pray, many of us, including myself, we get surprised. One of the great things about growing in Christ classes is, of course, it's the study, it's the workbook, and of course, it's memorizing the scriptures and getting the Word of God in your heart. But for me, one of the unbelievable things, or one of the greatest things, or one of the things I enjoy the most is filling out the prayer cards. And every week coming back to it, and by the end of the course, seeing how many prayer requests are checked off. In other words, that they're answered. And you get this card filled front and back, and you just see all of these check marks, check marks, check marks, check marks. And just to have that written down is just an incredible sight and very encouraging. And this is not a plug for GIC, but if you haven't done GIC, you should do it. It's really great. You get prayers answered and stuff like that. It's awesome. Anyways, but to see that physically in front of you, to see prayers being answered and having a record of it is awesome. And it just really demonstrates to all of us that, you know, when we pray, we've got to pray and expect God to answer. And when he answers us, don't be so surprised, because, of course, he's going to do that. And so when they saw Peter at the door, they couldn't believe it. They thought they were crazy, and that they were going, you know, that the girl was out of her mind. And so just to encourage us, you know, there are many things that we pray for every day at EMP. There's many things in your lives that you're praying for every day. And when you pray, to expect an answer. How often are we guilty of ridiculing those who try to tell us that God is going to answer them? How many times do we disregard someone who comes with a word from the Lord because we don't really expect anything from God? And how many times have we missed out on God's answer because we're just too caught up in the prayer and we didn't really expect to see the answer come? In Acts 12, the believers called themselves to prayer. They came together to pray, and they asked the Lord to answer them, and they didn't expect it. And from this mistake, I want to encourage all of us, as we pray, let's expect an answer. Let's bow our heads and let's do that. As we worship, as we sing together, I want us to really meditate upon this story, this episode in the book of Acts. There's power when God's people gather together and pray. Of course, we can pray individually, and of course, God will answer the prayers. But there's a power when God's people get together. And so I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to increase prayer meetings. I want you to increase prayer gatherings. I want you to increase times of prayer. And I want you to believe. And I want faith to increase when you get together. This was a very critical situation in the church's life. This was a very critical situation in Peter's life. He was about to be executed. You can imagine how discouraged they might have been because James was killed previously before. And they could have easily thought, well, James got executed. There's no way. There's no hope for Peter to have any chance. And so they could have given up in prayer. But instead, they continued to pray. They continued to get together. But the difference for us is that we need to expect God to answer us. And so let's meditate on that story, and let's think about that as we sing this together.
Not be the only. thou my true one, I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son. Riches I heed not, no man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance now and always. Thou only first in my heart. King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joy,
So let's gather together this morning as we're all here, and let's pray. And as we pray for our normal list, also please remember Pastor Sam and as he's recovering. And so we're praying that that he can be able to join us on Sunday. And so, you know, when I see him on Sunday, I think I'll have one of those moments of, whoa, he's here. Praise the Lord. But let's, he's doing well, and so let's lift him up. But let's also lift up those who are struggling with cancer and chemo and different surgeries, and let's not give up on them. Let's continue to pray, and let's expect God to heal. And so let's pray in faith. Let's pray for those who are on the screen right now. Let's pray for those who are also ill but still needs to open up their lives to the gospel to receive salvation. And so let's lift them up, and let's pray for those who are also struggling with other infirmities. So let's pray for them right now. Let's lift up those who are looking for work, and we've made progress, and there's a couple answered prayers, and so, yeah, this is great news, so continue to pray, and let's not give up, and let's ask the Lord to open doors for those who are still looking, and so let's pray for them. Let's pray for our mission focus for today, and let's pray for our local ministries here in Hong Kong, for YWAM, all the ministries there, face-to-face, Zhencheng College, Feed the Hungry, Christian Solidarity Worldwide. And so let's ask the Lord to bless Hong Kong and the local ministries and the local churches here, that God would do a powerful work, that His gospel would be spread to all of our communities. And so let's lift up these ministries before the Lord. Can we lift up our mission trips? We have a mission trip in Indonesia, July 11th through 15th, and we have local outreach, VBS in Hong Kong, to many kids. And so let's ask the Lord to bless the trips and bless the outreach, and that God would provide. And so let's can we lift up our mission trips this morning? Change, Lord, we pray for testimonies, God. We just lift up. Let's pray for our SP ministries. Let's pray for our worship team, for our sound and media team, for our welcoming and hospitality team, our Arista ministry. Let's ask God to use each ministry to just bring in the presence of God through what they do, and that people would be changed and touched through what they do. So let's lift up these ministries right now. And let's begin to pray for our house churches that meet this weekend. There's McCain, McDaddy, and Belair. And let's ask the Lord to really bring those communities into unity, and ask the Lord to really bless their times, that they would grow closer to one another and closer to the Lord. So let's lift up our house churches this weekend. Father, as we gather every morning, God, to seek your face, God, and as we present our requests before you, God, we believe that you have a plan and purpose, and God, we want to see healings, and we want to see miracles, and we want to see cancer being destroyed and broken, and people set free, Lord. We want to see salvation to come to our families, God, and our loved ones, Lord. And God, we pray that, Lord, that we would not be discouraged by past events or even history, but Lord, that we would see that you are a God of the present and God of the future. We pray for your anointing to fill this place. God, would you awaken our hearts? We ask for transformation, Lord. God, we just pray, Father, for your spirit and your presence to dwell in this place. God, would you teach us to pray today? We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this week, and we want to be with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.